Hello and welcome to another bonus episode of the Mother Plus podcast. I am your host, Stacey Hudson, with your latest tedious task of the week. Today, I'm going to be talking about the organization graveyard, What is this ominous sounding home edit inspired place, you ask? It's the space in the back of your closet where you throw all of the organizational tools you've bought on Amazon and at Target and at the Container Store in hopes of a cleaner, more organized, tidier tomorrow. That space is where they go to die because they sit there unused, not helping you, and just making you feel worse about your lack of organization. I know when I'm on Amazon and I'm thinking, man, I really could use a shelf for this space. In that moment of add to cart, I feel so hopeful. Like this shelf, this label maker is going to change everything. And then it arrives at my door and I let it sit by my door for at least 2 weeks before I bring it upstairs to my bedroom, where I let it sit by my desk for another 2 weeks. And then, inevitably, it enters the graveyard. I once read that ADHD women are more likely to frequently purchase things like planners and organizers, but just as often let them go unused. As we've learned from our very recent Tracy Otsuka episode, though, the hardest part for our ADHD brains is starting. If I continue to look at this organization graveyard, this pile of good intentions that have stayed unwrapped in mourning, thinking, this is the woman I want to be, but I just don't have it in me. I can't unwrap these items. I can't set them up. I just can't. It's just too hard. I am living in learned helplessness, meaning I have convinced myself that I am just not capable of being the kind of person to buy an organization tool and open it and set it up, because that's just not me. I'm Spacey Stacy and my house is a mess, right? Her tip, Tracy's tip, is to do something to get it started, and then the dopamine pops, and as she says, you're off to the races. So today, together, we are going to start. We are going to unwrap the box and use the thing that we bought to organize our lives. And when I decided to go about this task, it got me thinking about one of my favorite pastimes that I've created called the gift certificate shopping spree, meaning I gather all of the unused gift certificates that I've received through birthdays and Christmases, and if you're like me, you have plenty, and you just go on a shopping spree with them. You actually dedicate space and time to piling them all together and then going to the mall or wherever it is that you need to go to spend them. And it's so much fun because it feels like Christmas Day. It feels like you're going shopping for yourself, but there's no guilt with it because you're not actually spending the money. The money has already been spent. And that is so similar to what we're talking about today. This moment of bringing the organization graveyard back to life is like that spree. Previous you, the one who was filled with good intention, bought this lovely label maker. And today is the day you get to unwrap it and use it. Ooh, label maker. What's that? I want one. How do you like that, Buddy the Elf energy? Are you getting excited? Are we popping that dopamine yet? All right, let's get started. Step one, set your timer. I am taking this once again straight from Tracy Otsuka. I do not have a fancy bamboo timer like her, but I absolutely have a phone timer, and I know all of you listening have one too. So her tip: if you can set your timer for 25 minutes and make a deal with yourself that you just have to do this task for 25 minutes, and once that 25 minutes is over, you don't have to do it anymore, is incredibly impactful. In the week since I have had the conversation with Tracy, I have tried it at least 4 times, including with my freelance work, and it has been so effective. Make the deal with yourself. 25 minutes, and then you're done. We're also acknowledging here that we probably won't get to all of the graveyard items today. If you're anything like me and you have a lot, 25 minutes won't be enough time for that. but you're getting it started, and that is half the battle. Step two, gather your supplies. In this case, your supplies are a pair of scissors and the actual unused items in one place, so you are ready to open them up. Now, you might not have them all in the back of your closet like I do. I also found a decorative shelf in the back of my daughter's closet, and then I found an art cart in my kids' playroom still in its beautiful, colorful box. So here's what happened when I gathered all mine together. I found a label maker, a bunk bed caddy, a stuffed animal door holder for all of the stuffies that my daughters have collected over the years and don't want to let go of, and a bathroom counter organizer, you know, to organize all of your beauty supplies on top of your counter. Another bathroom counter organizer because I'd ordered two, not sure which one I would like better. And then, of course, good intentions to return one, and that never happened. So now I have two. A display shelf for my daughter's room. And last but not least, that 12-tier rainbow-colored art caddy to organize all of my daughter's art supplies. So hopefully my list gets your brain thinking, what have I bought that I still have not cracked open? Step three. Start opening the packages. Pretend like you're 7 years old again and it's your birthday and you're about to open your presents and it's like a 90s birthday party where they actually open the presents while the guests are still there and everybody's looking at you and your tummy's all excited and you're just tearing to that first gift. Maybe for some people, opening all of your graveyard items at once would be overwhelming, but for me, getting them opened helped me further commit to setting them up. When I keep them in their packages, it makes me feel like I still might return them. But to be clear, all of these items are way past their return date. So I might as well open and use them at this point because I am not getting my money back. Also, opening all of them at once makes them more accessible. So if you choose not to set all of them up at once, you have one less step to do later. Step four, pick the item that you're most excited about and then read the directions. Oh my God, it pains me to say that, and I'm so sorry. I am the biggest hypocrite because I hate reading directions. I will almost always try to figure it out myself without reading the directions because I convince myself that that will be faster, that I am smart enough, and that I don't need the directions. And inevitably, it takes me three times as long because I miss a step or I forget something, and then I have to go back and read the directions anyways. So let's save some time here and just start with reading the directions. So the item that I chose was the bunk bed caddy. My daughter has a bunk bed, and every night I crawl up in there with her. We talk about our day at the end of the night. We do a meditation. We sing songs. It is this really beautiful practice that I love and look forward to. But inevitably, my six-year-old will say, oh, my hands are dry. I need lotion. Or I have a cut on my finger. I need a Band-Aid. Or my lips are dry. I need chapstick. Or I'm thirsty. I need a water bottle. And I hate getting back up after I'm all cozy and snuggling with her under the covers to get said item. So I thought to myself, I bet you anything, there is some sort of a container that you can attach to a bunk bed so you can hold everything up next to it and you don't have to walk down the ladder every time you need something in the middle of the night. Lo and behold, there is something. It's on Amazon. It's called a bunk bed caddy. Brilliant. I added to cart, it was delivered to my house, and it sat there for 2 weeks, and then two more weeks upstairs in my bedroom, and then ended up in that closet, and it has been unused, and I feel guilt every single time my daughter says, Mom, when's that bunk bed caddy gonna get here? And I say, I don't know, I'm not sure, maybe I'll check my Amazon orders and see if it's here yet, but it really is. And so today is the day I stop all of that guilt, and I attack it. It took me 5 minutes. I timed it, people. All I needed to do was open up this package with scissors. The directions were 4 steps long and they were very short. And I fastened this little bunk bed caddy to the bunk bed and I am obsessed. I added the meditation book that we read out of every night. I added a water bottle. I added chapstick. I added hand lotion. I added Band-Aids. I even added a little stuffy popping her little kitty head out so that it added to the decor of the room. And my daughter walked in that night and said, "Mom, the bunk bed caddy arrived." And I said, "No way." And it was awesome, people. It was awesome. Why did it take me so long to make this happen? Step 5, pick the next item until your 25 minutes is up. And start again the next day until you go through the whole graveyard. By the end of this project, you will have systems set up throughout the house that you were intentional about. They might not all work. You might have to return some or give them to Goodwill, but they are going to do much better for you actually trying them than letting them sit in the back of your closet. I have learned that there is something very powerful about switching from a reactive, woe is me mode for your mess to a problem-solving, action-taking mode. You start looking at things differently instead of every morning struggling with finding all the things you need for your bathroom and getting ready and your makeup. You think to yourself, how could I make this better? What tools, what tactics could I put into place to make my life less miserable? And then you order the thing and then you actually open the box and set it up. I hope that this was helpful to you guys. And if it was, or if you have an idea for a tedious task of the week, please email us at hello@motherplusser.com with your thoughts. We would absolutely love to hear them. And also, don't forget to sign up for our ADHD Moms Club. We are doing our first meeting in 2 weeks, and we are so excited to see you there. The link is in the show notes, and I will see you next time.